Hey guys, the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy.
I'm the one right in the chest, bit dog. Bullet white walls, no flex involved.
Dope Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard. The Wizard and the Wizard.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Around the Table. And this one should not disappoint. After a year and a half of this podcast being what it is, I finally got him on the podcast. My guest tonight, Tidewater. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
So, I know it's been a very long wait for, because I've always told people every time we talked about getting an interview, I always would say it on the podcast, be like, hey, I got the interview coming, da 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 da, and it's finally here. So, welcome.
Thank you.
So, it's been a while, and you went through, it seems to, your brand's been through a lot of changes over the year and a half that I've, well, actually 2 years. For your brand being a brand in Virginia Beach. So I just want, because I've never asked a question and I actually wanted to save it for the podcast. Why the change in the name? What happened to the bunny?
So with the separation, I decided to just change the whole wave. You know what I'm saying? Change the whole, how everything was ran.
Okay.
Changed the packaging. Changed how we do things. Changed literally everything. Went down to bare knuckles and then kind of just kept grinding.
Okay. So when Nugs first came around, what was your inspiration to start a cannabis brand?
A cannabis brand? So, kind of been handling cannabis my whole life. I guess about like 11 years old. So it kind of just been, my family smoked too. So kind of just goes along through generational smoking.
Okay.
I think getting into cannabis, it's like we just done it for so long. So why not do it how we want to do it?
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. Definitely get that. And since I lit it, I wanted to give our smoke of the show tonight is, what was it? Pink Runts, you said?
Purple Runts.
Always, like always, rolled up in OCB premium papers. Check out OCB. Go over there to their Instagram at the official OCB and give them a follow and let them know that Toke Talk sent you. But, okay.
And then the logo for Nugs Bunny.
Yeah, I was just about to get that.
That was by Space Demon Screen Print. He's on Instagram, but he is went to school for graphic design and printing t-shirts and doing animations. And
so is he your digital artist?
He's just Nugs? Been a childhood friend. So
Okay.
It was just kind of felt right to bring him in, you know what I mean?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Why do you think I only had the podcast for a year and a half, but it took 20 years to get your ass on this podcast. I mean, so, no, yeah, it was only right. Like you mentioned, 2 weeks ago, I had Scuba Scoob on, and of course, he ran with our circle back in the day. So it's like I'm just trying to all my childhood friends and acquaintances and stuff that actually have brands or making big moves in their life. I definitely want to get them all on the podcast, and I still appreciate you for actually coming on this go around. I know it's been a long time.
Yeah, man. Coming, I appreciate the opportunity. I think a podcast to any kind of brand, I think that can expand a brand to a different point. I mean, there's so many people in this world, and I think people need to utilize the fact that we have the world in our cell phones, man, and you can literally tap into so many minds just by being equal and having the same mindset that they might have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can inspire somebody that, you know, might be able to just apply that to their life and create something better for themselves. I think podcasts is a good way to broadcast that. Definitely take advantage of.
Of course.
Any opportunity, I think, would be great.
Yeah, and a lot of people associate podcasting with radio. It's definitely big. I mean, radio is radio. Radio, you got FM. That's the only thing difference between a podcast and radio, because a radio station's online. It's in your hands. It's on your radio device, whatever's bringing in. But podcast is the same thing. I mean, even with XM, podcasts are on XM. They're not quite on FM or AM yet. But it's definitely because, like, with my platforms, I have, of course, Spotify. Shout out to Spotify, longtime sponsor, still sticking with me.
Shout out Spotify. My homie's got music on Spotify.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, I know. I know a bunch of guys, guys that follow me on Instagram, and I follow them. Shout out to Kato and Family Ties. You know, that's where basically the home base used to be.
He went to Full Sail.
Yeah.
That's a great school.
Yeah, it is a really good school. I almost thought about going because I was bored, and I almost tried to sign up for it, but I actually felt like I could accomplish more. Like at the time, like I believe that if I was self-taught on everything, there's still a few things that I've never heard of that, like you would mention, like yesterday when you were talking about doing like the faders and stuff like that, like with cutting out pointless noise and stuff like that. You can cut out, fade in, fade out, do all kind of crazy shit. Like, and I sat down, got on the internet, looked it up, and I learned how to use it on Pro Tools. I just feel like more accomplished when I'm more self-taught. But
yeah, I think everybody just needs to read it. Mm-hmm. Jim Rowan said you could tell a lot about a man or a person by reading their library.
Yes.
Definitely. It's definitely a personality in the library.
Oh, it is. It's like my library and my, like, I mean, I got a bookshelf. In my library, you see fantasy fiction. Mm-hmm. That's all my shit. Or real-time war.
Shoot, like World War II stuff. New Lord of the Rings, I think.
Yes, September 2nd. Shout out to Lords of the Rings, September 2nd on Amazon Prime.
We got another Black Panther coming out. I just saw Dragon Ball Z, man. That was some fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was some fire, yo. If you have a chance, go see Dragon Ball Z Superhero. Actually, it's Dragon Ball Superhero. It's off the Dragon Ball Super series.
Oh, okay.
Yo, and that shit was like boss, bro. Like, that was really good. It was almost like reliving the original series to me.
Like Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z?
Some people may disagree. Some people may be like, yo, that movie sucked ass. But fuck them. That shit was fire, dude.
Is it live action or animated?
It's animated.
Oh, damn. See, so that means it's going to be good. The
first time.
Yeah.
Right? And then they were like, all right, that sucked. And then they made the animation to bring it back from the suckish live action, man. Huh. It was like reliving childhood memories.
Oh, nice.
That shit was great.
Nice. Yeah, also, like, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan, and House of the Dragon came on last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And its second episode was yesterday, and so far it's it's fucking fantastic, man.
Yeah.
It's a really good, really, I'm a big, huge Game of Thrones fan, like, I've read every single book.
Do you ever, like, eat some mushrooms and read that shit?
No, but I've
watched those shows.
I've actually eaten mushrooms and listened to the books.
How is that?
Amazing. You want to know why? Because when I... See, the thing is about me. When I read a book, I read the book and I'm reading the words on paper. All right. And I'm reading. Sometimes I read out loud if nobody's around, just because I've heard it's healthy to read out loud, and it helps with your vocabulary and stuff like that. But when I'm around people, of course, I read in my head. But if I read in my head, I can't use my imagination to picture what's going on in the book, so I can have like a landscape or something like that. But when I listen to the books, I can envision everything that's going on in the book, like a sword battle with a dragon blowing fire. Like, I can envision it in my mind. I can like live in the world at the time. Fantasy books are my escape. When people talk about escape, it ain't smoking cannabis, it ain't drinking a beer, it ain't doing. I sit down and I read a book on a fantasy that I could never be.
That's some real shit, right?
On some real.
Ain't nobody gonna say, "Yo, I just like to sit down and read a book, bro." Like, ain't nobody gonna admit that shit, bro.
Oh, like,
yo, you have to read. I think you have to elevate, and I think a lot of people lose sight of that because, I mean, we're just forced. You ever see Pink Floyd?
The Wall?
Yeah, The Wall. You know how like they were just forcing everybody through the machine? Like that's really how it is. Like in this world, I think.
Yeah.
I think we're just all forced through a machine.
That reminds me of a song called Handlebars. That's like that.
I've been running up.
If you watch the music video, I forget who sings it.
Shout out to the Handlebars.
Yeah, I forget who sings that shit. I can't ride a bike with
no handlebars. No handlebars. Yeah, that shit.
That shit was tough. But if you watch the music video, it's about going to school, getting a job, working a fucking 9-to-5. Getting yelled at by your wife.
Flowbots. Handlebars. I did not know their name was Flowbots.
Yeah, me neither.
Right? Wow. Shout out to Flowbots.
Yeah, I saw that music video and it's
animated. Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And it hit YouTube hard.
And type in Flowbots Handlebars.
And Pink Floyd The Wall too. That shit's
12 years ago.
Damn.
Yo, you know what I found out today? This is kind of random and out in the blue.
But random fact of the day.
Yeah. The first Looney Tune that was ever made was 91 years ago.
Bugs Bunny.
Nope. You would think, right?
Yeah, right?
Or Donald Duck.
Yeah, I would say Bugs Bunny, Donald Duck.
That's what my kids told me was
Donald Duck. Like Sylvester the Cat.
Tell me when you give up.
I give up. There's so many.
All right.
It's not Foghorn Langhorn, is it?
Nope.
No. Okay, that's my last guess.
It's right here.
Elmer Fudd.
Nope.
Damn.
Who the Bosco.
Bosco?
Bosco.
Whoa, really?
Yep. In 1930, April 17th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really?
I had to pull out the phone, bro, because I got to be exact. Because if you look at it, watch.
Oh, that's like one of those cartoons, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
It's crazy, right?
I dig it.
It's crazy.
That's nuts. But no, back on the books, I've actually was told by this by my father, and I've actually never read it up until the point where he was telling me to read it. You ever read The Art of War?
I haven't. I've never read it.
Okay, so, well,
I'm going to add it to my books.
Yeah, do that, because my father always stressed to me growing up as a man, growing into a man, like, you got to read The Art of War, because it teaches you not just how to fight your enemy, but how to make your life better by the art of war. Like, you can improve your personal life with the arts of war. Like there's one section where it shows you to give mercy to your enemies when mercy calls for it. Don't ever overlook your hatred for the enemy with mercy for the enemy.
Yeah, that's some medieval shit right there.
Yeah, and so it teaches you, and then throughout the thing, you translate it to your life. Yay, somebody may have did you wrong, but is it really worth destroying your enemy when you can just give them mercy and say, okay, look, I beat you into submission. What you did, I would do more than that, but I think we can move on with the damage I've given to you. And it just teaches you everything on how to treat your enemy, on how to, like, the biggest one, like, about mercy. Your enemy. Yeah, mercy, baby. Like, yeah. Mercy. And his biggest one about your enemy is keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. That is the art of war. That is from the art of war.
Most definitely.
But yeah, when you said that you're going to add it to your reading list, I definitely 100% recommend that. Like, like, not even going to stunt.
Most,
like,
definitely. I think it, for any businessman.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go to the point where I don't want to sound sexist, but it's the book that every man should read. Like, yeah. If you're a woman, read it. Go ahead, do it. I'm not saying don't read it, but I personally think, in my MO, my opinion, every man on this, boy or man on this planet, should read The Art of War, because I truly think it will teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Or like you said, it would change you, like, change your heart, like, not to be like so evil all the time, or so, yeah, you know, how the dark side of business is, like, don't be a jackass. I mean, it teaches you everything, morals. It's a good book. Like, it's only like 135 pages too. It ain't long.
Mm-mm.
And that's front and back.
Yeah.
But, and real quick, I actually wanted to ask you, Tidewater, about, I know everybody saw the transition where I used to shout out Nugs Bunny. Nugs Bunny, SSB, smoke some bitch, OG shit. But why the turn to Tidewater Genetics? Are you just fine tuning your new identity? Is you and the company and all who helps, is this a new path for you? Like, is it completely different from Nugs?
I just want to grow good weed, man.
Okay.
I just want to provide good weed. There's a lot of boo-boo out there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So I think I'd like to get into breeding.
Okay.
But it's mainly on searching. Like, I plan on doing a big pheno hunt. Maybe search a few. It's hard to, like, you kind of got to start with land race, but then, at the end of the day, everything was already grown at this point.
Yeah.
Because, like, right now, everybody's waiting for the whole runts and stuff to transition into the next new, you know, flavors and different kinds of genetics and how they're grown. And it just gets real complicated.
Yeah.
But I think, as of right now, I just want to kind of, like, uplift anybody we can uplift, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel motivated, then go do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's endless to what you can do. It's endless to the amount of, what'd you say, pause when you mess up?
Just pause it out and then start over. Start where you had left off, and I'll piece it together.
It's endless to what you could do, because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like we only stop ourselves. Mm. So if you want to be like a cannabis brand, you can be a cannabis brand. If you want to grow weed, you can grow some weed. If you want to, you know, unless your state don't let you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, half the shit people are doing, it's legal. You know what I'm saying? You're allowed to grow weed so you can show people now. You know, but we live in a world where Instagram is, you know, everybody's on their phone. So it transitioned into something totally different. You know what I mean? Shout out Jokes Up, because Jokes Up is the town out here. Is if you want some real Jokes Up, go to the town. I think they're on Instagram. It's the town dot Jokes Up, and they probably got the real Jokes Up from J Pate. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of fake truffles going around. Shout out Pax. You know what I'm saying? Pax got the real truffles. You know what I'm saying? Jay Beezy, if you can get in contact with Jay Beezy. You know what's crazy? This is when I learned, like, Instagram, you can connect to so many minds, because the real Jay Beezy, there's so many fake pages. So, mind you, stay away from the fake pages. I know you've probably seen some fake pages. But
a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'll scam your ass too, real quick. Yes. They'll scam you. They'll take all your money. And then that's how that shit go. Not saying that you buy any weed, but California is legal. So if you're in California and you buy some weed from a fake person, you know, you might get robbed. So make sure you go to a dispensary or something else to get
somebody your that's cannabis. trusted and verified.
Most definitely. Most definitely. But yeah, Jay Beezy supposedly got some Lux lighting lights.
Okay.
And he kind of left a little bad review. It wasn't a bad review. He just reposted it and said, you know, don't buy these lights. They send out new ones, and the new ones didn't work as good as they should have.
Oh, and I remember that post.
And there's another lighting company that reposted that I follow, Mammoth Lighting Company. Okay. I think that's what it's called. I forget where they're based out of. Might be Virginia, but then I sent a message to Jay Beezy, and I was like, man, I thought about getting the Lux lighting. I'm glad that, you know, somebody kind of explained why you shouldn't get them, you know. And you can go to Spider Farmer, you can go to Mars Hydro. I'm not gonna lie, they got cheap lights on Amazon that work, dude. Like, straight up, like, they're called Via Spectra, little, like, 600 watt, you know, full spectrum LED. Like, yo, they got so much accessible stuff. Like, you always have people that are like, you need to use this or you need to use that. Like, you don't have to use it. Just make sure you read up on what you need to do and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's so much fake information. Shout out Grow757. That's my grow shop. I don't know if they know who I am, but I probably won't ever tell them. But
where are they located shout out at?
Grow757. They're in Virginia Beach. They're out there on General Boost. It used to be a dollar store. Yep. See, I grew up over there. I grew up in that area. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a Kmart and a dollar store back in the day. You remember that dollar store that was like a... Man, everything was a dollar, bro.
Yeah.
You walk up in
there. Bro, you remember over there by the Kmart? They used to have that Blockbuster, bro.
Bro, like, I've known you for a grip, bro.
That Blockbuster, the last Blockbuster? Like, that shit was dope.
Blockbuster. Just to say, I think Blockbuster might still be a thing. Maybe they're like Netflix.
I'm not sure, but I watched a documentary on Netflix called The Last Blockbuster on Earth. And you know where it's at? It's in Washington. It's Damn. Washington State.
You know where the last Kmart was?
No.
In Pennsylvania, in Hermitage.
Hermitage, Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania. Oh, wow.
That was the last Kmart. I remember because I lived out there.
Okay, yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you did a stint in PA.
So if you're listening to Pennsylvania, though, you can go follow Tidewater Genetics, you know, because that's the brand.
That's the brand, dog.
That's the shit. When I come up with that funky skunky, you know you're going to want to get it, roll it up, and get you some. You know, that's just, we're going to try to play it like that, you know.
I feel you. But no, but that Netflix thing, it is now a Airbnb. You can stay there. You can look this shit up. The prices may have changed, but.
What place?
The last Blockbuster turned into.
Over on General Booth?
No. In Washington, the very last Blockbuster ever. There's no more Blockbusters. The last one's in Washington, and it's a bed and breakfast now. You can rent out the Blockbuster for $30 a night and play and use all the movies in the store overnight, and it sets up. They got beds and shit in there, a big-ass flat-screen TV. It's fucking crazy, dude. It's wild. That's crazy. So if I'm ever on the West Coast, like up towards that, I'm probably going to stay at it.
Yeah. I want to go to Los Angeles. They have a hotel where Jim Morrison stayed in there.
Yes.
You've seen that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I want to go stay in that. That'd be cool. The doors were definitely really cool. See, I don't come from that time, but my grandma tells me a lot of stuff.
Yeah. The Doors, man.
That shit's nuts.
It is. But no.
Out in Norfolk, they turned a hotel into a... It's like a homeless shelter.
Oh, they did. So they did end up opening that. I remember on Wavy News 10 that they were like...
I think it's actually, ironically, over there on Tidewater.
Oh, okay.
It's there's a Burger King or something right there.
Oh.
It used to be a hotel. And I ain't gonna lie, I thought there was pimping hoes out that bitch, bro, because they had full strap security, right? And then, like, you're driving by, and then you just see people, like, in and out that bitch, right? And then you got people kind of hanging out, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, they pimping hoes out of there. But then come to find out, I Googled it, and it's actually a good thing. So people that really need it, they'll put them in there and... You know,
get like a room. All or right,
now you gotta get a job, and then when you get a job, you pay us a little bit of rent. You know what I'm saying?
Until you find your own spot, shit like that. Cool. Okay, I like that. Yeah. It's almost like the McDonald's house, the Ronald McDonald House. I actually stayed in when my firstborn was born. He had some complications with his lungs, and at the time, I was a freshman in college, and I was playing football, so I couldn't have a job, so I didn't have no money.
How many kids you got?
Four now.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't have, like, no money at the time. And there's this place across the street from the hospital called the Ronald McDonald House. It's sponsored by McDonald's. And you stay there and you pay. Like, when you come in there, you say, I need to stay here for 6 nights. They say, okay, what can you pay? And, like, when I did it, I pulled out a $20 bill and it was like, I can pay
$20. And you crash?
Yeah, for 6 days. Yeah, like they basically take what you have like on hand. So if you're like, hey, what can you pay today? I can pay like $36 today. I got in my account, and then they'll say, okay, cool, $36. You can stay for 2 weeks.
See, that somebody would even do that. You see what I'm saying? That in itself, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no,
that's a blessing right there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I still donate to them. Every month, I send them $10. I mean, it ain't much, but I send them what I can. I send them $10. I have it fucking out of my Cash App, dude.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Just because I was there, they let me stay for 6 days for $20, and it was a full-ass room, TV. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, man.
Like, food. They cooked food every night. Like, they didn't have, like... they had like a kitchen staff that like cooked food. Like, it was only dinner. They only served dinner, but they put out like a little buffet of maybe like fucking ham and cheese sandwiches, chips, or one night has spaghetti and chili. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
All right.
Definitely a good place at a hard time.
Yeah, man.
But no, I'm super excited for Tidewater Genetics. I am. Just the stuff we talk about off the air. I'm just super excited for you.
Just try to spread love, man. Spread knowledge.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, everything's already been done before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't nothing that somebody else didn't already do.
Okay.
It's just a matter of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but before we hop off, I want to ask you one more question. What are your goals? We're halfway through 2022. Well, actually, almost like 3/4 through, but we're halfway through 2022. Where do you expect Tidewater Genetics to be January 1st, 2023? As in, like, as much as you can say. I know, I understand.
Well, it's August 29th. You said when?
January 1st, 2023. Where is Tidewater Genetics going to be?
I don't know. Hopefully have done pop some of my own seeds by then. You know what I'm saying? That's
okay. Your own genetic?
Yeah. Okay. I think that would be cool. Yo, the town's got some shit called the Dookie Pack.
The Dookie Pack?
Yo, I heard it's bomb, bro. It's bomb. Like, I ain't get to try it. They're going to have an event. So go follow the town and go to their event, man. Like, people have been asking me, and you know, when they are the events out here, but you gotta think, like, I'm not thinking like a normal people. It's different. So my time is so stretched, you know what I'm saying? So there's only so much me and my people can do.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Of course.
I just want to be legal, dude. I just want to be able to, like...
Okay. Supposedly, we're still going to be legal in 2024, unless Yunkin...
not necessarily legal, recreation.
But, yeah, recreation.
Recreation.
And there's going to be businesses that are going to open. And if
but they're not looking too nice to the small business recreation.
They ain't though. They're only Virginia is only going to give out 179 because Yunkin cut it in half.
All right. So what about all the people that really are doing positive shit? You know what I'm saying? And really actually moving the culture to a different.
Okay. So. You know. So I know if you
there's
go,
there's so many brands out here.
Yeah, no. If you go to my 420 news about 2 weeks ago, I elaborated more on what I'm about to say. But Yunkin, out of all the bad stuff he's done with the whole act coming up for the recreational 2024 that our last governor put into effect. The only thing positive from Yunkin so far is they're actually going to open up a program called 95. Program 95. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow businesses to open. Small businesses give small business loans and licensing to growers or like frontline brick and mortar shops.
Mm-hmm.
The chance to thrive among the 179 big business licenses that are going to happen. And so far, it's only $50,000 to apply for it. And you have to do an in-person interview with the state. And then if they approve you, you are legally going to be allowed to grow 95 plants or less.
Yo, my daddy used to beat my ass for smoking weed, bro. Straight up, yo.
Like, my dad didn't really, like, beat me, but he would, like, scold me.
I can't say
me.
Beat. Everybody got the ass whooping.
Yeah, of course.
Come on now.
I get a you good got scolding.
You gotta get an ass whooping every now and then, bro.
Until I got into high school, he didn't care after that.
Yeah, man. I think... I'm curious to see where it's going to go.
Yeah,
me too. I'm curious to see, you know, what do they really offer people? You know what I'm saying? What was it? There was a cannabis lawyer that I originally talked to, and she told me 2023 they would be allowed to do licensing, but even then, I didn't see the logic in that because there's so much you got to work out. You got to think when they did it in Cali in what, 97?
Yeah, 97.
So it probably took them about 4 or 5 years to refine all of the because then look, mad people started growing hella weed.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying. So like you got hella weed in your house, and then everybody's growing that shit, and then now the government's like, hey. Like, we got to stop all these people from growing all this weed, yo. So then they started changing it like that, you know. So at the end, mind you, I'm high right now. In Virginia, you're not allowed to sell weed. You can't sell weed in Virginia. Don't sell weed in Virginia.
Except for the two approved dispensaries in Virginia. One in Richmond and one in Portsmouth.
What are they called?
What's up?
What are they called?
I'm not allowed to say.
We're not allowed to say?
Nope. I've talked to the guy before,
yeah.
And I was like, hey,
I guess we can cut this out, but I'm curious.
No, they don't mind if I talk about them.
They don't?
No, not at all. I've talked to the guy who, like, he's like the GM of the store.
They grow good weed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
I know one of the growers, and he was on my podcast.
That's sick.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, I talked to him and I was like, hey, I run a podcast, dude. It's like, can I shout out the stuff? And he's like, oh, no, you can't really do that because of the way the business is. You can't.
Wait, which brand? Because there's two brands.
What's up?
There's two brands. for the local one, and there's one in Portsmouth.
Yeah, Virginia. There's one in Richmond.
There's one in Richmond, Virginia. There's one in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I don't know if there's one in Norfolk yet. Norfolk, Virginia, not sure. Shout out Tidewater.
Yeah, the only two I've been to was the one in Richmond.
Tidewater is a big regional area.
Yeah, true.
So, but you know.
But yeah, no. The Tidewater dude said that College I can't. No, because I
guess Norfolk State too.
Yeah, no, because I'm monetized. I can't say the name because I'm monetized. Like I make money off the podcast, so I'm not That's legally true. Allowed to.
You grind. I say see your name. Grind, Joe. I see it. I think everybody just needs to grind, bro.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Just spread as much love as you can spread. I think going into this next year, I think that would be great. Have patience. You know what I'm saying? And just, I don't know, man. There's too much ego. There's too much. We live in a different world now. You kind of have to build a surrounding around yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's solid people.
I know everybody went their own way. I remember a year and a half ago when everybody like Flavortown, Coffee Shop, all them people, Mr. Zaza. I like
Flavortown's weed.
Oh, yeah.
Flavortown, I ain't going to lie. Whoever hear this, I've done went to all of these services, bro. And if it ain't me, it's someone else that went to y'all services. So y'all better keep y'all service A1 or that shit ain't going to be good. The town, that shit's fire.
Never.
Coffee Shop was fire. I think someone of mine
would. Yeah, I had him on the podcast before he was Coffee Shop. He wasn't even Coffee Shop. His
art guy wanted to might do a few of our art.
Oh, he designs. His art guy did my logo.
He's really nice,
man. Yeah, he's really good.
I think I forget what it is. Nick Adult something designs.
Yeah. So shout out to him with my logo. Man,
it's nice.
Yeah, he did all the coffee shop stuff. Nice.
Scotty Pack was fire.
Dude, I remember I had.
Who is there?
There's all kind of people. There's LaFlame. I've
never used that one.
LaFlame. He was on the.
Because everybody go dry.
Yeah.
Everybody go dry.
And everybody. Dry. I've had every single one of these people on my podcast before they were. Before they who they are today, I had him on, like LaFlame. I always talk. He's a real cool guy. I always talk about him, how everything. He came to me was like, "Yo, bro, come meet me. Meet him. Got some free product from him. Smoked it on the radio. And was like, yo, this shit bomb. Hit up LaFlame. And then if you look at his Instagram, bro, he's like." He's like the king of Cali, it seems. His perception is king of Cali.
Cool guy?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's definitely cool as shit.
He's a cool guy, man. I never used his service. I don't know who he is.
Man. He actually, if you go to his Instagram, you can find out everything about him. Like, he has everything about it. I don't want to say too much.
Shout out Uni Extracts.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Uni Extracts, definitely. I just followed them.
They're great. You want a vape? Go get a vape. If somebody got a vape, go get a vape.
Definitely.
Uni Extracts.
At Uni Extracts on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Link in the description below.
Uni Extracts.
I dig it. You want to give any more shout-outs, man? Go ahead. What's that? About the end of the show. So if you want to... Mm-hmm. Any shout-outs, man? Sum everything up. No shout-outs? Shout out Tidewater
Genetics. Shout out Highly Motivated. Shout out Tidewater Genetics. Shout out Nugs Bunny.
There you go.
Shout out Nugs Bunny. We used to be Nugs Bunny.
757.
Shout out Speed Demon Screen Printing. That's the
homie. Oh, he did the logos, didn't he?
Man, I'm going to get that tatted on.
You have to. I would have to agree.
I'm going to get that tatted on.
Would have to agree. Which one, though? You got to get that one, bro.
And you have the so skull, many bro. Stickers in here, dude.
Yeah, like, dude. I got stickers everywhere, dude.
Beginning. That's why I had to come on this podcast, man. I hope this podcast can grow. You guys need to go out on Toke Talk. Y'all need to listen to his little podcast. They got him on Spotify. What else are you on? Tidal?
Oh,
you
shit.
The whole shebang?
We're on 26 platforms.
Apple Music.
Including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Anchor, Spotify, Rumble, YouTube. I'll put this one up on Instagram.
You got to go check that link in the bio.
Yes. Yeah.
And my link in the, and really go support it. And yeah. Really click it. Click that link in the bio.
And if you're real, I always follow back. Just remember that. I always will too. Follow back.
And that's the thing is like, you just got to be real, dude, because I don't want no fake shit around me.
Exactly. If you're, yeah, if you're a real account and I see you're real, I always follow you back. So respect a follow for a follow.
We're going to stay sucker free this whole 2023 coming up. You know what I'm saying?
The quest of the blue check, bro.
Where are we at? Virginia Beach right now? Oh, man. Oh, man.
Shout 23452.
Shout out Virginia Beach.
Shout out the 757, dog.
Shout out Tidewater Region.
Ocean Lakes High School. That was my high school. I got to shout that out.
I went
to a game the other day.
I went to so many, dude. I went to Ocean Lakes, Lansdowne.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you went to Lansdowne.
I got kicked out of Lansdowne for catching felony weed charges, bro. Yo, and then I beat him. Shout out Virginia Beach Police Department. I know you got to do your job.
Yeah, right.
But I was young, stupid, naive.
You learned your lessons in early.
Yeah.
And now you're living.
Now it's legal to grow weed. Medical patients, go get your medical card.
Yes.
You can grow 8 plants, I think.
Yes.
For your medical needs. I think everybody should grow their own weed.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yeah.
And if you can't grow it, find someone who can and be like, hey, can you pop these seeds for me?
Real quick.
You can really like.
On that, I'm going to give a shout out to @TheRealBigWorm.
Big Worm.
If you go to his Instagram, he has step by step on how to get from a seed to in your bowl. Like step by step,
dank weed,
and he's a really, really, really good guy. I interviewed him on my podcast at the cannabis festival I podcast for. I actually had him on, and went to his grow class. I attended his grow class at the festival, which is very knowledgeable. So if you guys want to learn how to grow cannabis, I definitely recommend @TheRealBigWorm.
Big Worm.
Check him out.
You got my money?
But yeah, check him out. And why don't you go over there and check out Tidewater Genetics and all that noise. Check out what he's going on. I know there's a few things up there, a few plants that you're going through.
My homie makes music.
Yeah, and his homie makes music.
It's
on Spotify.
@Travo757. TRAVVO 757.
Go there. Give him give it a listen. And if you
shout
want.
Out Toke Talk, man. Toke Talk.
Toke Talk Radio.
And
go to our Instagram,
Toke Talk_radio. Or you're a brand
in
wherever, because he travels. You should get on his podcast. Tell people about your brand, man. Because this goes to all the major platforms.
My last analytics, I have 90,000 and some change solid followers. Like, not fault listeners, sorry. Yeah. So, I haven't yet broken 100,000, but I'm getting there.
You're getting
there.
Shout out all the greats who's done it before us. We're gonna just keep it going.
Shout out Joe Rogan, because this is why I started a podcast, is because of him.
For real?
Because if that motherfucker can get high and talk about dumb shit, I can do it.
Yo, he's talked about some real dope experiences.
Oh, yes.
Not talking about cool dope, like doing dope experiences.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I 100% agree. I know he did, smoked with Elon on one of his shows. He did mushrooms with, what's his name? Edward Snowden, the guy who is supposedly a traitor to the United States that's on the run.
Wow.
Like a WikiLeaks guy like him. He did shrooms with him on a show, and that show was pretty fucking funny. I remember the shrooms. They did albino penis envies. That's the
shroom. I heard those are really strong.
Yeah, so that was an interesting show.
What you got? You got B plus, then you got Gold Caps. What else they got?
And
you could just go on the
organic. If everybody remembers, we did the Wonka bar on a podcast, and lasted 32 minutes.
With that, I feel like you gotta be careful too sometimes because you never know what's in it. But
I ate half a bar and almost died.
I ate the whole bar.
Oh yeah, you're crazy.
At least 75%, and I gave my homie the rest. But
Mountain Man did one square, like a pip. Like, and I was babysitting him tripping. Like, it was bad. But I ate half the bar, dude.
So Simon, man.
I ate half the bar and it destroyed me.
Yo, mushrooms is fun. Mushrooms is good for your mind.
Yeah, I used to
all the time, but like, you know, spiritual. It's definitely a game changer.
Yeah, dude. When I was going through the hard times with my divorce, I ended up microdosing psilocybin at 20 milligram pills. Which you can buy in any of your local head shops. It's completely legal at the dosage. Because it's just a small dosage, yeah. And it's mixed with...
You ever try the cookies mushroom?
No, the only mushrooms Caps. The only psilocybins I've had are some raw stuff, like the actual like full form one, the Wonka bar, and then the One Up bars. The One Up bars I didn't like. I had a good psilocybin trip, but it really hurt.
I threw up. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, well, I threw up a couple times.
That's why I say you gotta be careful what you get.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of counterfeit weed products too, so you gotta be careful, man.
Yes.
Man.
I know we actually just, I've read on the news, my marijuana 420, well, Marijuana Magazine 420. It's a local Virginia thing that I follow. They actually seized like 100 pounds of cannabis that was laced with fentanyl in like Alexandria or some shit like
that. Yeah, you gotta be careful with fentanyl because
that's why you only buy on some real all the brands. Every time we interview a brand, I always
shout out Truffles.
Yeah, shout out Truffles.
Truffles is a good brand.
Yeah.
Hey, Moneybag Yo smoke Truffles.
Yeah.
Hey, and you also got Guanaland. You got
Guanaland.
What you got? No, Guanaland. It's the
What do they do?
I don't think I'm pronouncing it right. It's Guanaland.
Guanaland?
Yeah, that's Gunna's weed brand. Free Gunna.
Okay.
Free Gunna.
Free Gunna.
Cassie, Free Gunna.
Last time I was in LA, I wanted to shout out a brand. Get Seth Rogen's new brand he did with that Canadian company. I forget what the strand was, purple something. Forget what the strand was, but it's the McLovin, I think that's what it was called.
McLovin.
Yeah, McLovin. Shout out to McLovin from Superbad. Because Seth Rogen was the director of Superbad.
Yeah. Shout out Superbad.
But yeah, no, I had a chance to try some like celebrity cannabis. It was pretty good.
Really good?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would say 8.5 out of 10. The only thing that I'll give it was a indica, and indica highs don't last as long as sativa highs or hybrids for me. So that's the only reason. But that's only a personal choice. If it didn't affect me in that way, I would probably give it like a 9 out of 10.
Shout out Quick Wicks.
Yeah, shout out Quick Wick. I haven't taken down their hyperlink or their link in my description or my bio. So they got some pretty good backpacks. You guys seen all the pictures and stuff like that of all the backpacks that
was the hemp products, the hemp You light your joints with?
Yeah, and they sell like hemp backpacks and beanies and shit like that. It's pretty cool.
That's dope. Gotta love to support the hemp products.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But so
I smoke is the organic hemp, raw, natural, unrefined hemp raw materials.
By raw.
Shout out raw.
Shout out raw. Shout out OCB.
Yep.
Definitely shout those guys
this
out.
The raw 300s. There's 300 papers in this bag.
Oh damn.
This is all I smoke. I used to smoke a lot of blunts.
Yeah.
I was smoking blunts. Like after this, what time is it?
Midnight 19.
12:19. 12:19. Yeah, I'm about to go run after this and go to sleep. Straight up.
Let's start a brand new day.
Get up tomorrow.
New goals.
Go take care of some plants. Love my kids. Get home to my family. Because, you know, getting home to your family is a blessing these days.
Definitely.
In a crazy fucking world.
Definitely. 100% agree.
How you wanna end it?
Do what?
How you wanna end it?
Oh, just make sure you guys go over there to TokeTalk_radio and give me a follow, and I will follow back. Make sure you guys hit up at Tidewater Genetics on Instagram. Check out all that stuff. And if you guys have to DM to get verified in any way, just let them know that Toke Talk sent you. And hopefully we'll have Tidewater back on another podcast with a more, I would guess, more, a better of a itinerary. Like maybe talk about some other stuff. But this was like a really nice show to like catch up.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Cool show.
Yes, sat back, got high, just talked about life.
Shout out Toke Talk.
Yeah, shout out Tidewater Genetics.
Shout out Highly Motivated. Yes, sir.
Yeah, check them out. I actually need to get me a shirt. I've always wanted one. Oh, excuse me on the yawn.
You gotta make some new ones, too.
That'd be nice, man. 3X, dog.
3X?
I would love to get
a
shirt.
I'll get you one.
Just to support when I'm walking around Virginia Beach.
Just motivate you.
I know. I really liked it.
Shout out everyone who got one too, because that was like.
Yeah.
Shout out Space Demon Screen Print. He's the one who came up with it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. You can follow him on Speed Demon Screen Print.
On Instagram.
One word. No space.
Yeah, go over there, check out if you guys have a brand or something that needs to happen on shirts and stuff like that. And does he do from the beginning, like will he draw stuff for people?
Mm-hmm. He does logos.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know how much he charges, but he,
yeah, but if you're, sure you, yeah, if your brand needs a logo, yeah, go check him out.
Something, he did the original Nuts Bunny, man.
Oh damn.
Hey, and the video was dope. I still have that. That was so sick.
That's what's up.
Maybe I'm gonna post that again.
You should, man. You're popping, get some more views and stuff on it, man. Get your analytics up.
Crazy you can attach to anybody with this app.
I know, right?
Right.
You can do a lot.
Yeah.
Should even
be
the computer
careful,
I'm
but
on
also,
I can do a lot.
Don't be scared to push and try to, you know, do your thing, man. I think it's cool, man. It's really cool.
I dig it. Well, thank you for being on the show once again. Hopefully you'll come back on for another one. Maybe come on for an After Dark and talk about some conspiracies and stuff like that.
You do conspiracies too?
Oh yeah, definitely. Dude, we are built on conspiracy theory stoners. Whether that's what it, if you would be like, what do you do?
Man, I'm anybody needs to come up and get on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm a conspiracy. I'm a stoner conspiracy theory, and I just talk about them from the stoner's point of view, and then I smoke weed, and at the same time, I promote it. I mean, I promote the good and the bad.
Yeah.
That's why I dedicate a 420 show to news of good and the bad of marijuana around the United States, stuff like that. And by the way, on the next episode of 420 News, we have a new legal state that would be the 23rd state. If you want to know what that state is, make sure you guys tune in next Tuesday. So, you want to give any shout-outs or anything? Like,
man, just thank you to everybody that supports the page, man.
That's good.
Shout-out to everybody that helped, too. You know what I mean? I think every step is a journey. And don't be scared to take that journey, man. Shout-out Pax. Shout-out Jokes Up. Shout-out to the town. Shout-out Quick Wits. Shout-out everybody. Don't be scared.
But
it's weird being a fucking
You're good, bro. You'll get used to it the more you get on.
I
feel like
that was a good one, though. I think you could get some good shit out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Make it just don't, maybe it's not sound goofy. Don't put this on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. And until my next show, always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.